Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. So I have a few things that I want to share with you guys this week. Number one, we just hit 70,000 downloads on the podcast before this episode even goes live. We've hit 70,000. That's amazing. I am just like, it's so humbling and so crazy to me that the podcast has been downloaded 70,000 times. That is an insane number. So thank you guys so much for subscribing, for sharing, for downloading, listening, all of the things. Please continue to share, because it's not even for me. It's not even for the number of downloads. It is for you guys, and it is for the ladies who have not yet found out about the podcast, who need to hear this message, who need to be inspired, who need to learn the things that you're learning, the things that I have learned. It's for me, you, and our fellow sisters on an intentional living journey. So it's for all of us. So thank you guys so much. And if you haven't yet subscribed, please subscribe. That is what helps the podcast grow. That's what helps new people find it, as well as leaving reviews and, of course, sharing on social media and by word of mouth and all of those kinds of things. Anyway, thank you guys so much. 70,000 is just a crazy number. It's getting pretty legit. Like, 14 months in, we're getting pretty legit here, you guys. Anyway, so I want to talk to you guys mostly about this kind of, I shared it in this week's newsletter. Also, side note, if you're not on my email list, my Rise and Shine newsletter, it comes every second Tuesday. So twice a month, basically, every other Tuesday morning, I'll send you an email, and it's really short and sweet. And it's just, you know, what's on my mind, what's going on, keeping you updated on new stuff that's going on and all that. So anyway, there's a link in the show notes to join the Rise and Shine newsletter list. It's completely free. Obviously, it's just a weekly or a bi-weekly email. So the link will be in the show notes. If you haven't gotten the newsletter list, please do that. Don't miss out on all that fun stuff that I share over there. But I was sharing on the newsletter, and I like to share on the newsletter first and foremost, because my email people, like, those are my VIPs. And I was sharing over there about kind of this September slump kind of feeling, where I just feel so not even worn out. Like, worn out's not even really the right word. But a slump is just kind of like, I'm in this like blah at the end of the summer. And you guys, in East Texas, it's not even done being summer as far as the weather is concerned. It's just as hot as it was in July. It's still, we've still in September had days over 100 degrees, multiple days over 100 degrees. And the highs are still in the 90s, and there's like no end in sight. The 15-day forecast is still all highs in the 90s. So we're not, you know, putting our shorts or our swimsuits up yet, but all of my kids' activities are starting back up. We're slowly, big emphasis on slowly, getting back into the swing of homeschooling just in the past week. All their activities are back. So we're back in our homeschool group. We're back in dance class for my youngest, and my oldest are in dance class. My middle daughter, Izzy, decided to sit this year out of dance. And my oldest is in soccer. So we've got all the things going on. And the hot weather is not helping. If you guys are from an area where like the seasons are not the seasons, you understand what I'm saying, where it's just kind of like you need Mother Nature to kind of like change with you, where you're like, hey, what are we doing? I'm switching gears. You're not switching gears with me. And it kind of, it puts me in this funk where I'm like, hey, Mother Nature and my body, like we want to go swimming and go on the lake, but like the calendar is telling me it's time to get back to dance class and back to school and all that stuff. So a little kind of confused over here. And I told my husband that we have like summer cabin fever. Like a lot of people get cabin fever in the winter. We get cabin fever in the summer here because we're just like, we want to go outside in the middle of the day and it's still hot. So I have kind of just been in this funk to the point that I did not even fill out my power sheets until this past weekend. So over a week into the month before I even set my September goals, because I just kept staring at the blank tending list page in my power sheets. And I was just like, in the words of my five-year-old who decided to skip out on dance this year, she literally, I asked her what she wanted to do this school year. And she said, Mama, I don't want to do nothing. And that is exactly how I feel going into September. I'm just like, I don't want to do nothing. So as, you know, adult women, most of us mothers, most of us wives, or business owners or career ladies, like we can't just, you know, do nothing like a five-year-old. There are things that we need to do. There are obligations. There are, you know, just like people we have to feed, bills we have to pay, et cetera, et cetera. Like water that is not going to drink itself. Exercise that is not going to do itself, right? Books that are not going to read themselves, you know, laundry that's not going to fold itself. Like the list goes on and on and on about things that need to get done or things that we should do. And we can't just sit back and do nothing, right? So what do we do when we are kind of in this September slump or whatever month you feel blah or whatever week you feel blah? Like sometimes we just wake up and we're just like, nope, this week, like it's not happening. Not happening for me. But in the grand scheme of things, if you're like me, I feel like if I don't do at least a couple of productive things at the end of the day, I lay down and I'm like, I wasted a day of my life that I can never get back. Like, what if I died tomorrow and then I didn't do anything productive today? Oh my gosh. And I, you know, that overachiever spiral of anxiety starts to happen. And I'm like, that was a day of my life that I'll never get back. And If you're like me, those two are just like a constant battle. It's a constant battle of feeling blah and wanting to do nothing. And then this overachiever side that is like, don't waste a day of your life. And so what do we do? What do we do when we feel like this? So what I did was, first of all, I gave myself a little bit of grace. I know that I can still be productive in September without starting at 8 a.m. on September 1st, right? I can set my goals on September, whatever day. What was it? Sunday. It was the 8th. September 8th is when I wrote out my power sheets during the commercials of a baseball game and with my second cup of coffee in my hand. That is when I did it. And you know what? It's still good. It's still good. It's like what we talked about last week with the perfectionism. Like, you don't have to be perfect to be productive and make progress. And I will tell you, I am not perfect. My goals are not perfect. Nothing that I do is perfect, but it can still be productive and it can still be progress. And it can still be somewhere in the balance of doing nothing and a spiral of anxiety overachieving, right? It can still be somewhere in that happy middle. And I think that's what we're ultimately aiming for, right? We don't want to be a bump on a log, and we don't want to be a freak about doing a million things. We want to be somewhere in the middle. We want to be sane. We want to be somewhat normal, and happy and productive, that happy middle, that balance. That's the goal here. So first of all, I gave myself that grace, and I was like, those first few days of September, if you guys, I was tired from August. August was a big month for me. I launched my new course, Control Your Crazy, which, tangent, like, shout out to Control Your Crazy. Anyone who is in the course will tell you, like, this course is amazing. And as soon as new people go into the course, they're like, what? Like, this is way better than I expected. And I'm like, yeah, I was trying to tell y'all. I'm not just like tooting my own horn. Like, I'm so proud of it. And so in the course, like, if you're not familiar, I have the link in the show notes. So jump over and check it out. Like, it's a mini course, so it's only $39. So it's super cheap. It's the price of less than going out to dinner. And it is like, it's the five main areas of what I consider like the pillars of success for having an intentional life. So we talk about time management, goal setting, budgeting, positive thinking, and minimalism. And we do them all in like 10 to 20 minute videos. Plus there's a whole PDF workbook that is like legit best workbook, best PDF downloads that I've ever made. I'm insanely proud of them. Like, I told my husband, I see this getting published in the future. Like, it's legit. And that comes with it. There's what I call extra credit resources, where it's like, okay, if you want to dig in more, even farther into budgeting, into minimalism, you know, read these books, listen to these podcasts, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, it's just like, when you feel like you're like treading water in your life, that's the course you need. Like, it is short, sweet, it's to the point, doesn't waste your time. $39. It's the basic skills you need to get out of survival mode. So anyway, I launched that in August. We took a five-day trip to the beach. I celebrated turning 31, shout out. And just like, we did so much, and I was so exhausted. And so what day did my husband go back to work? Like the 4th, maybe? Yeah, the 4th. So I'm coming into the month, like, his last couple of days at work. I mean, days at home. And so we're kind of like, we do try to finish everything on our to-do list. Try to just like have some good family days the last few days he's home. So that's how I started my month, like, exhausted from August, soaking up his last 3 days at home. And so I was just like, nope, I'm not ready to start September. And you know what? I kind of didn't. And you know what? The world did not come to an end. And I think that's the main lesson here, is like, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Like, my kids still got fed. I still, you know, made a podcast last week. I still slept here and there. You know, like, I mean, the basic things happened and we all survived. Even though I was kind of like in a funk for 8 days. It was good. It's fine. And so I went into it. I gave myself that grace. I sat down Sunday afternoon during the commercials of the baseball game. And I was like, I sat there with my power sheets and I was like, okay, before this like 3 hour baseball game is over, you will have some goals set. So we're going to kind of piddle through these goals and think about it over the next 3 hours during the commercial breaks. And this is what we're going to do. And so I gave myself that that timeline. I was like, all right, Sammy, like, kick in the butt. Let's go. You pick yourself up out of this funk. Let's do this. Gave myself that time limit before the game's over. You're going to have something written on this page. And I'm just staring at this blank page. And I'm like, what in the hell do I put on this list? And the power sheets are so great. You guys, like, I go on and on and on about them because they are fantastic. And I'm about, I'm almost done with my third set. And they do launch in October. The 2020s power sheets launch in October. And you guys will hear me talk about them. I'm going to have an episode between now and then talking more about goal setting. And we'll have a free workshop, the Goal Setting 101 workshop that I did last year when the power sheets launched. I'll do it again in October, so be on the lookout for that. But anyway, the reason why I love the power sheets, the reason why I happily drop about around $60 every year on these power sheets is because they don't let you get too far off track. Okay, because when you buy the one-year set, they are dated. Like, you have a little tab for September. You have prep work dated for September. Like, it's printed September on it. You have attending list, which is the goal sheet that you see me post on Instagram and in the Facebook group with my goals. That they call that the attending list because you tend to it little by little throughout the month. And it says attending list, September. Which means that if I don't set goals for September, I'm going to have this blank page staring at me. Which is, it holds me accountable. Plus, I post my goals every single month on social media. I have made that a personal goal just to hold myself accountable. You guys might not even notice if I don't post, but I will all know that I didn't share them. So that holds me accountable. Not saying that you have to post them on social media, but maybe you have a friend who holds you accountable. My friend Allie from Financially Focused, we're each other's accountability partners with our power sheets. And we're like, hey, you know, it's the 8th. Where are your power sheets? And we hold each other accountable. And that's awesome. It's been so helpful these like 2 years that her and I have been doing this. So anyway, not only do you have a blank tending list staring at you to kind of hold you accountable, let you feel that little ping of guilt if you haven't done it, you also have the prep work. So you go through and you're like, what's stressing me out? It literally gives you a place to brainstorm. What's stressing me out? What fears do I have? I'm hopeful that this will happen in this month. These are the things on my calendar. These are my important to-dos this month. This is what I'm excited for this month. And then a huge, big blank area to just brainstorm and scribble out everything and figure out, like, what's on your mind, what needs to get done, what events are coming up, what, you know, what do you want to do? What book do you want to read? What work project do you have to do? What family event is going on? Or I feel like I've been slacking on my water. I feel like I've been slacking on my exercise. I feel like I've been on Instagram too much. Whatever comes up in your brain. Like, I should work on this month. That's what you put in this brainstorm area. And the fact that it has it written down, like it has a blank space for it, that's a game changer. Like, that is a game changer for me. Then you set your goals for the month. And then at the end of every month, which this is really the kick in the pants for me usually, is the month in review. So I did my month in review for August 1st. And I was like, I never want to do it. I'll be honest. Like, I never want to do my month in review. I'm like, ugh, I just live this month. I don't want to go back and like review it and do all this crappy, like, blah, like cheesy gratitude. And so I always like, I begrudgingly go into it every single time and I do it. But it's like, I'm especially grateful for, and it has a blank. And I'm like, I'm grateful for the fact that I'm alive, my kids, my husband, blah, 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 you know, whatever. And I go into it like very grumpy every time. I don't know why, but I'm just like, I don't want to, I just get lazy with it. And then I start to really think, okay, I go back, I look at my calendar, like, what did I do this past month? Oh, yeah, I went to the beach for 5 days. That was really nice. And so I write it, you know, and I'm like, I did have a really good birthday. And, you know, so I write that, like, I had quality time with the kids. And I'm like, okay, yeah, so it was a pretty good month. I, you know, I write, it asks you, like, who are you grateful for? What are you celebrating? Like, what progress are you celebrating, even if it's small? And mine was like celebrating the launch of Control Your Crazy. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that was really good. And it starts to change your mood. You know, you start to, instead of like, oh, I'm tired from the month, from the past month, now it's flipping you into like gratitude. It's flipping you into what's a good lesson that you learned. What are you choosing grace over guilt about? Mine was I'm choosing grace over guilt about not feeling super creative. Not like I feel like I spent so much creative energy on Control Your Crazy and the launch of it and everything that goes into it with the emails and the social media posts and the actual course itself that I feel burn out creatively. What's your favorite memory? What are you saying no to next month? What are you saying yes to next month? And that's where you really get into like, okay, yeah, I'm ready to set next month's goals. So mine was like, I'm next month in September, I'm saying no to overachieving. Like, I'm tired and that's okay. I'm feeling a little burnout creatively and that's okay. And what am I saying yes to next month? I put, you know, I was just sitting there thinking like, what do I really want to do this month? What do I want to do? Not what should I do? Not what do I have to do? Not what do I need to do? What do I want to do? What do I want to say yes to? And I was like, I really just like, I just want to hang out with my girls. Like, I want to show up for them at dance class, at soccer, as their homeschool teacher, as their mom, as just someone who genuinely loves to hang out with them. I just want to hang out with them. And so that's what I put. I'm saying yes to hanging out with my girls. And so now I'm like, okay, I don't want to overachieve. I don't want to set a lot of goals. I don't want to do anything that's going to take a lot of creative energy. I kind of just want to hang out with the kids. I just want to be present for them. All right, let's go. I'm pumped up. I'm ready to set September's goals, right? So I'm like, I flipped to September. And Laura Casey, the creator of the Power Sheets, puts a quote on the tab, on the divider tab for every single month. And September's was, savoring gives way to stillness. And I was like, yep, that's me. Like, I need to savor some things. I just want to kind of savor my babies. I want to savor this new season. I just want to kind of go into it fully present, and I want to kind of be still. I want to not reach for the next thing. I want to kind of embrace this September slump that I'm feeling. I want to go all in with this slump. I feel slumpy. Okay, cool. I want to just hang out with the kids. Let's do it. And I'm going to go into it, and I am going to make it something intentional. Because what do I always say? We don't let life just happen to us. We show up for our life. So if I'm going to make my goal to savor and give way to stillness, I am going to do it intentionally. I'm going to show up for it. I'm going to show up for that stillness. I'm going to show up for that savoring. And that's my goal now. Being still and hanging out with your kids, that is still a goal. That is productive if it aligns with your big vision for your life. Part of my big vision is being an awesome mom, is living an intentional life. So yeah, that is still a goal. So I make my monthly goals. And if you saw this on my Instagram or in the Facebook group, I can link to it if you want to see like an actual picture. I'll link to the Instagram post if you want to see an actual picture of my September attending list. Because it's cute and I use stickers. My monthly goals are be present for my girls. That's a real goal. And that's what I love about the Power Sheets. And that's what I love about Laura Casey and her entire team is they really give you permission. Not that you need permission, but they give you that encouragement to be like, that's a real goal. That is what matters most. That's why their name is Cultivate What Matters. Because being present for my girls, that is what matters. So I want to be present for my girls. That's a monthly goal. I want to get back to our schoolwork. I'm going to record September podcast. That's literally my only work goal this month. And you guys are helping me achieve it right now. That's it. That's my only work goal for the month. I'm not going to reach. I'm not going to overextend. I'm not going to push when I'm not feeling super creative. I just made this amazing course for y'all. This Control Your Crazy course. Like, it is it. Like, it is legit. And I'm going to pop out 4 podcasts this month. I'm going to show up for you guys with the free content. I'm going to show up with you guys in a deeper dive with the paid content. And that's good. Like, you're taken care of. The business is taken care of. My entrepreneurial itch is taken care of. My creative side is taken care of. Done. Now I'm gonna be a mom the rest of the month. Now I'm gonna be a woman the rest of the month. And so my other monthly goal is stop reaching and just be. Like, it's fine. It's fine to give way to that September slump. And you can still be productive. So my weekly goals are get social media time down. Mostly Instagram. Instagram is my kryptonite. Like, it is my kryptonite. And I love it. So maybe kryptonite isn't the best word. But it is everything. But I get wrapped up in that like excuse of like, well, it's work stuff. Well, it's my only like adult interaction throughout the day. Okay. Week 1 of September, my Instagram alone was 17 hours for the week. Yeah. And that's embarrassing and disgusting. And I'm just like, why? So my goal is to get it down a little bit every single week for September and to just focus on like, okay, if you really want to be still, if you really want to be present for your girls, then show up and do it. And I'm not going to say that like I'm going to be completely off Instagram because I'm not, because it is my business, because it is where I connect with my friends. It is where I watch like clips of the Kardashians, like Kylie Jenner on Ellen, you know, I keep up with things. It's where I scroll through house ideas for when we build. Like, there are positives to it, but 17 hours? No. So that's a goal. I'm not going to let that stillness turn into mindless scrolling is my point with that goal. A weekly goal is to read with June, which kind of coincides with the schoolwork, but specifically alone reading time with her. Simplify and enjoy activities with my girls. And that's more of just like, I want to be present. I want to not be anxiety ridden. I don't want to be rushing them through what is supposed to be fun activities for them. So I just want to show up the best way I can for them. Plus my Fresh Start weekends, which I've done a whole podcast episode on that. I can link to that if you haven't listened to it. And it is also in the Control Your Crazy course. I talk about it in more detail in there. And one of the PDF worksheets in Control Your Crazy is actually a checklist for the Fresh Start Weekend, which is basically like doing your deep clean of your house, doing your random to-dos, like getting a head start on the week. So that's like basically a given on my weekly goals. Then my daily goals are just drink water, have my fruit and greens smoothie, and do my gratitude and goals journaling that I do. Basically my free version of the Start Today journal by Rachel Hollis. I just do it with a regular blank journal, but I write 5 things I'm grateful for and 10 goals that I want to achieve in the next 10 years. So that is those are my September goals. And when we do this, when we are intentional with our life, we can have an overall goal for the month saying savoring gives way to stillness. We can have an overall goal to let it be okay that we feel this September slump coming on. And we can still be intentional. We can still show up for our life. But let it be a period of rest. Let it be a period of maybe we're not so present in this area and we're more present in another area. For me, that was switching gears from not so present with the work goals, more present with the family goals. And maybe that looks opposite for you, and that's okay. And I want you to know that if that is happening, if you do feel that way, that that's normal and that you can go into that guilt-free. That you can go in that knowing that like some months, that's what an intentional life looks like. It doesn't have to be always a perfect 50-50 balance between, you know, the two main goals, like work and family, or, you know, whatever, personal care and work, whatever that looks like for you. For me, it's usually a three-way balance of personal, family, and work. Those are like my three main things. And my marriage gets lumped in with the family goals, obviously. So I feel like I'm on a three-way teeter-totter. That's not a good analogy. But you get the idea. Like, I feel like I'm being pulled in three different directions all the time. And to think that it's going to be a perfect 33% balance all the time, it's just not going to be. So when we feel like a slump is coming on, whatever month it is, even if it's not September, it's okay to let that happen. It's okay to give yourself some grace and not guilt yourself into, you know, that anxiety spiral of I have to be productive every single day or I'm wasting my life. Sometimes stillness is being productive. Sometimes making a goal to just drink enough water, that is still being productive. You know, maybe you just had a really good heart-to-heart with one of your kids that's like having a hard time, and that's the most productive thing you did that day. Maybe that was the most productive thing that you were supposed to do that day. That can still be showing up for your life. That can still be you living intentionally and being on a path to your ultimate big vision for your life. Your big goals, right? So I think that, you know, we all feel this way sometimes. And I just want you guys to know that I'm feeling this way right now and that I'm cool with it. Like, I'm good. I still feel like I'm going to be intentional this month. And I gave myself the grace of not even setting goals for the first 8 days of the month, and the world didn't end. Okay? So we don't have to be perfect. I know that there's a lot going on with, you know, school starting back, activities starting back. And also, like, we're kind of in that weird place in the year where I literally said to my husband today, he said something about buying an annual pass. And I was like, well, the year's almost over. What's the point now? And I was like, how much do we do that? We're like, well, it's September. I mean, what's the point? The year's almost over. Like, 2019, I guess, is just going to suck. Who cares? And that is really terrible. Like, that's terrible. It can be September 8th and you can still set a goal. It can be September 12th and you can still set a goal, right? It doesn't matter what day it is. That's arbitrary. That's a calendar. And I don't know about you, but I don't let a calendar control my life. Other than, like, you know, I have to be at soccer practice on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. Other than that, a calendar does not control my life. So, anyway, that is all for this week, you guys. Remember to check out the show notes for everything that I mentioned. To learn more about Control Your Crazy. You guys, seriously, this course is amazing. Like, it is amazing. And it is definitely for the girl that I was 5 years ago, you know, surrounded in that chaos. And it will help. It is so, like, I can't even, like, I can go on and on about how much I love it, how much I'm proud of it. You know, but it is definitely for the woman who has the never-ending responsibilities and requirements and, you know, feels like they're running on empty and they're treading water in their life. And that was definitely me. And if that's you, then you're going to love this course because, like I said, we go into those five main areas of your life and we talk about simple, actionable solutions. And I give you guys worksheets and extra resources that can help you. And I'm with you the whole way. Like, there's video where you can see my face, which I feel like helps because I feel like, you know, you're not on this journey alone. And so even if you have to look at my face to remember that, know that you're not on this journey alone. And that there are very real women just like you that are going through this, that have gone through this. I have gone through all of this and survived it. And that's just to know that you're not alone. And plus there are slides. So if you're a note taker, like, you're going to love the slides in the course. So yeah, check that out. If you haven't already, you guys are going to love it. It was designed with you guys in mind. And it aligns with a lot of what we talk about in the podcast. But of course, it goes way more into detail with things that you can't go into detail with a podcast. It's just more detailed with the video and the slides and the worksheets. And that's what you're paying for. You're paying for an upgrade in content, basically. So check it out if you haven't already. You guys, don't forget to subscribe, share on social media, tag me when you're listening to the episode, tag me with your takeaways, all that good stuff. I appreciate it. I see you. I am here with you. I am cheering you on and I love you guys. Thank you guys so much for the support. Thank you for hanging out with me and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye guys.